This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown, presented by the Sportscast. Today is July 19, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels at YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. Normally we would have started earlier, but my computer decided it didn't want to cooperate, and some ways it kind of seems like how the athletic department and how Northwestern University has been acting this whole last 2 or 3 weeks. So we started out with the football coach being suspended for 2 weeks. Then he got fired. We were waiting to see what happened. Now the baseball coach has been fired. The assistant has been relieved, and then the pitching coach is taking over. They're also talking about issues in softball. I'm expecting to also hear about it in lacrosse, for the women at least, and basically every major sport at Northwestern. It's so bad right now, the president has decided at Northwestern to do 2 different inquiries into the athletic program. And while the athletic director wants to try to stay out of and work on damage control, unfortunately, because he is the face of Northwestern right now, he's not going to have that opportunity. For the football team, the defensive coordinator that was just hired from North Dakota State, he's now going to be the interim head coach. We're going to see how this goes. And also, on ESPN, civil rights attorney Ben Crum, his law firm and other attorneys have received reports of hazing within the athletic program. We're going to have lawsuits coming, and they're saying that there's at least 15 people that are going to be in the suit. They've been talking with other former athletes. The majority of them have played football, so we're going to see how that goes, but it's frustrating because we want to see how everything is going to be. The only question is, how many shoes are going to fall with this situation? And the person who probably is able to escape this more than anyone was a Northwestern athletic director who's now the current ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips. On the same ESPN article, they also talked about a second lawsuit against Northwestern that's going against the current and former leaders. It's filed for an anonymous player, but they added Phillips to it with the trustees, the school, Pat Fitzgerald, Derek Wright, the AD, University President Michael Steele, and former President Morton Shapiro. In this article, they talk about not only football, baseball, softball, they also say volleyball. And it just, right now, Northwestern's going to be singled out And it's going to also remind people about the lawsuits that happened for Michigan State with Larry Nassar, and also there was one that happened at Ohio State as well. And this is a shame because right now we're getting ready to start talking about football. You just had the Big 12 Media Days. You're having SEC Media Days going on this week. You're getting ready to have the Pac-12 Media Day coming up and the Big 10 Media Day, plus ACC. All the Power 5 conferences are having their Media Days coming up. And unfortunately, with this situation, people aren't going to focus on football per se, which I understand. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just frustrating because if you're going to bring this information up, you should have brought it up earlier. I know you were trying to wait to the end of the regular seasons for sports ended, baseball being the last sport to end. But even with that being the case, it's frustrating because now you're going to see different student athletes not only figure out if they want to stay at Northwestern, but also decide what they want to do in regards to their careers, if they're going to stay at Northwestern, if they're going to go anywhere else, or for the coaches, you're going to find out how that's going to impact their recruiting and just seeing the complete differences for how players are going to be, if they're going to stay or if they're going to leave. It's like what happened at Penn State with the Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky when that happened. The reason why I bring that up is because it reminds me about Silas Red, how he had been at Penn State and everyone thought that he was going to stay, and unfortunately, within 2 or 3 weeks, he had gone to USC. Am I sure that's going to happen here? No. But I'm just wondering if they're going to make exceptions so the different players and for not only the student athletes, but depending on if there's going to be show cause sanctions that are going to be handed down for not only the coaches, but just for basically the entire league, because it's going to be very, I don't want to say frustrating, but it's kind of heartbreaking because you're watching all this unfold. You know this is just a start, unfortunately. And you want to focus on how things are going to get better. But with seeing how everything is coming out and just watching it, you know, as much as you want it to get better, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Because for baseball team, it was allegations of bullying and a toxic environment within the program. Apparently for the baseball, though, they wanted him to be let go first because of the issues they found for him. Unfortunately, with what happened with Pat Fitzgerald, they had to wait and remove him first And the only thing that is frustrating here is the athletic director. He is the one who hired the coach just over a year ago. So it's I'm wondering how it's going to be for the athletic director as well, just because right now for him, everything's going to fall at his feet, and I'm wondering if he's going to make a mistake or if he's going to have to admit that right now with how he's trying to set everything up, it's not working. I will say for the Northwestern baseball team, they went 10-40 this year, and after the season ended, 16 players in the transfer portal, so something definitely was not going on in a positive manner there. Another information, San Diego State, they are still going to stay in the Mountain West Conference. And they did receive a cut of the funding that they get. But it just, it was a little iffy there with them and the issues that came up when they were getting ready to leave. It is it's a sad situation because we wanted to see if they were going to stay, but when they were about to leave, supposedly to join the Pac-12, it did not happen, and then they had basically been on the outside looking in because when they were trying to leave, they had said, we want to leave. We just are going to leave after when we would leave to avoid paying a buyout, so we need a little time so we can avoid paying the buyout. The Mountain West said no, and the Pac-12 rescinded their offer. I think that the Pac-12 were trying to use San Diego State to help with their bargaining for their new TV deal that should be released soon. Unfortunately, it worked against them. Luckily, they were able to stay in the Mountain West instead of becoming an independent, which it probably wouldn't have helped them. I'd be curious to see what would have happened, though, just because with how they are. It would have been very good to watch. I do see that Raycom Sports has sold their rights to the CW for the ACC. So next year they're going to be airing 50 football and basketball games on the CW. Usually Raycom has been on, I want to say, Channel 5 or Channel 7, ABC, or Fox, I want to say. But now with them being on the CW, that's going to be interesting. Raycom is still going to produce all the games, but they are not the one that's going to be the main focus anymore. And, not sure if we talked about it last week or not, but the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, was able to sign a contract extension. So he is now leading them the SEC to 2028. And for the SEC, that's probably one of the smartest things they could have done, because the SEC, while I hate to admit it being an Ohio State fan, they have strong leadership and they do very well. I'll be curious to see how this upcoming year comes with all sports. And it's going to remain to be seen how everything's going to go, because I am very curious. Another thing I was able to find as we welcome in Bob Alves, man of many talents, and looks like he's just walking inside after a busy day.
Yeah, do you like to say busy day? Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing okay, sir. My computer acted up, and like I said, it kind of reminded me of how Northwestern's been having the issues they're going through.
Only Alan West can use his computer having some spunks and relate it to a major Division I college football program.
Hey, I've got a talent for it. I might as well roll with it. Now, another article I found. Do you know that the NCAA has found 175 infractions of sports betting since 2018, and they have 17 active investigations?
That's a lot. I mean, it could be worse, obviously. Tell me those numbers one more time.
175 infractions since 2018 and 17 active investigations.
Am I in enough light, by the way? I'm standing outside. It's so beautiful tonight.
That's fine. You're good.
Okay. So I'll move back inside to where it's a little bit where I don't hear the frogs. But yeah, I mean, you got to wonder, like, what's the NCAA doing with those ones that they didn't investigate? I mean, are they deemed unworthy?
Well, remember how we talked about last week for the different violations and the different penalties they were going to have?
Right.
I mean, even though they're saying there are 17 active investigations, after reading their punishments or lack of, I mean, I'm not expecting much from it. I'm expecting more to happen for Northwestern than for those. Because here's the thing. For Northwestern, I think that by the end of the two active investigations they have going on that I was talking about earlier, I think they're going to come up with lack of institutional control. I think that's going to be the main things to come out. The thing I did find ironic is, you know that the ACC commissioner is a former athletic director for Northwestern?
Yep.
So, yep. I mean, I'm wondering if that's going to fall on him, too. And so with that happening, I'm wondering how the ACC is going to react after all this is done, because he is trying to work on a new TV deal for them and also trying to keep all the teams there. I think he's going to be in trouble trying to do that. That's just my personal opinion, but...
Well, let me ask you a question real quick, your personal opinion on something else. When you hear the term lack of institutional control, what does that mean to you?
The inmates run the asylum.
To me, it means we've got to give you something, so we're going to give you a little slap on the wrist. And, you know, I hate to say little, but at the end of the day, when you have a lack of institutional control, I mean, you were in my apartment this past weekend on your way back, and you saw a lack of cleaning control. What's that saying? That I'm not the tidiest folk in the world? So, you know, I mean, that, and I'm being silly, but that's kind of my point. Like, a lack of institutional control normally is not going to be any type of harsh penalty. But it's weird, because back in the day when I was a younger lad, you know, people would get penalized for either they would miss a bowl game, they would miss the NCAA tournament. Or their games would be, you know, they would have what I would call the TV ban. Well, back then you were only having two or three games on TV anyway. Now you've got all of them on TV. So, you know, I think at this point in time, you know, maybe lack of institutional control and a multi-million dollar fine. But I mean, I don't think anyone's going to get the death penalty to where, and I'm not suggesting this, but you're not going to shut down Northwestern's program. You know, you're not going to, maybe you have a reduction of scholarships or maybe you have a reduction of on-campus visits. But I think at the end of the day, we are, you know, kind of like, what's that?
All right. Well, here's the thing. When I was looking up the articles, because I did some research earlier today and I did read a little bit of it on here, you're getting football, you're getting baseball, you're getting softball, you're hearing about volleyball. I'm expecting to hear about lacrosse. I mean, I am... I'm expecting a lot bigger penalties than what Tennessee had, because Tennessee had the $8 million fine for the 200 violations. The thing is, for Northwestern, that was just Tennessee football, and Tennessee had already cut back on its scholarships. They had already tried to do certain things so they would be prepared. Northwestern's not prepared. Northwestern, instead of just having one sport, you're going to have multiple sports. I am looking at right now, I'm going to look at my crystal ball, and we can just see what happens to this, okay? I'm expecting, if the NCAA does go after them after the two different studies are going on for the athletic program.
Right.
I'm going to say there's a $50 million fine. I'm going to say that there's going to be 15 to 20 scholarships on each sport within the next 5 years. You're going to lose recruiting visits. You're going to lose extra bonuses. Your NIL is going to be hit. I'm not going to say it's a death penalty, but I'm going to say it's going to be close to it, because when you only have one sport you're normally focusing on, and you've already got three, and the thing is, for Northwestern, you can already tell the shoes aren't finished dropping. There's going to be more information coming out, because you've already seen the football coach fired, the baseball coach fired. I thought it was the men's assistant coach had been relieved of his position. I'm not sure, but I know one of their coaches has relieved their position. But the thing is, there's so much more that's happening.
Right.
This isn't something that's just, it's a little slap on the wrist. I mean, like, when they were talking about the sexual assault that happened at Michigan State, or at Penn State, or at Ohio State, like, just for the different doctors, that was something that was kind of small. In comparison, hear me out. Because, I mean, Penn State, that was the year when Hackenberg was a quarterback. And he pretended like he was going to stay at Penn State. Within 2 weeks, he was at USC. Because he was just like, I don't want to get in this. And then Ohio State, it was more just a doctor, so it wasn't really having to do with the football team, per se. Whereas Michigan State, with Larry Nassar, how he had been the team doctor for most sports, how he had, well, he went too far, and now he's paying for it, and he's paying for it even more in jail. But the thing is, compared to how Penn State was, which is bad, I think Northwestern is going to be even worse, because we don't know how many sports per se were affected, and just how it's going to be looked at and how they're going to respond.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to say, is the point of the NCAA to make a statement with this? You know, I mean, because I think you can, I think if they're making a statement, they might go with the West punishment. And with the West punishment, I'm talking the Allen West punishment, not the, you know, Western part. You know, I don't really get into punishments as much to where I think about them. I'm not saying you're, you know, weird for thinking about them or anything, but like,
I think you're probably on point a little bit, but to me, you're looking at maybe half the fine that you said. You said 50. I'll go 25. I mean, I think you could maybe lose, and I think we're going to say the same thing here. You said lose some scholarships. I think you might be losing, depending on the sport size, I think you could be losing like two scholarships for 4 or 5 years. So you're looking at maybe 8 to 10 total.
Football's going to be more.
Okay.
Football will be more. If that's okay. Like if they are losing scholarships, like if you're going to lose two scholarships, that'd be something like softball or volleyball or baseball maybe. But football. Well,
I think that the one thing you said that kind of gets me a little bit, like, you know, like not blaming you for it, but like when people say we're going to lose on-campus visits or we're going to lose phone calls or whatever. Come on, dude. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, could that hurt a little bit? Sure. But I mean, like if Allen West is considering going to Northwestern or Purdue, or no, let me name another academic school. Let's say Northwestern or Stanford. Or, you know, Northwestern, Stanford, or Duke, and he's a football player. I think Allen West doesn't necessarily need to visit the campus of Northwestern. I mean, maybe he does, but I can't imagine that he's going to pick Duke or Stanford just over the campus visit, and Northwestern is now, well, didn't get to visit their campus. They're definitely out. So, you know, I mean, I think a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star recruit, I think losing Pat Fitzgerald is going to hurt. If somehow you could make it I don't want to say make it a punishment to where you can't hire a big name coach, that may hurt a little bit, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Although for me, I'm not as worried about the coach. Here's why. The coach they do have there, I don't think he wanted to be the coach yet, but I could tell that with him going there, that was going to be something that he was going to look into within a few years easily.
Right.
So for him, being able to do it early, while it's frustrating for him in some ways, it's the opportunity he wants.
Well, here's where I'm going to agree and disagree with you on this, because –
okay.
I'm going to agree more than disagree. But, like, I think when people are considered for a job or whatnot, you know, I mean, ideally, would we all want to have different timing? Sure. But if somebody says to you, like, let's say that you want to work your way up before getting a big job with the Pepsi Cola company or whatever. And, you know, you're still working your way up because, you know, in about 2 years or so, you're going to be ready for Pepsi Cola. But Pepsi Cola comes and offers you a job now. What are you going to say? I'm not ready. No thanks. I mean, people don't do that, is what I'm saying. Like, that's not, you know, you got to strike while the iron is at least a little warm, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I agree. You know, you say that the guy may not have wanted it right now. He may have wanted to wait 2 or 3 years. Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that. But at the same time, you got to take it when you can get it. So I agree with you, like I said, more than I disagree, but that's how I would word it a little bit. I think at the end of the day, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, the thing to me is when you have Northwestern, when you have them get punished, let's say, because they're going to get some type of punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it meets our definitions of fair or whatever, that's not important. But let's say they get punished. I don't think it matters to me. Now, I know it's going to matter to the school how much do they lose in revenue. But to me, if Northwestern is 3-8 for the next 3 or 4 years, that's a big deal. Now, at the college and professional level, not so much like your local minor league or high school level, I think it's about revenue, to where I think people on a smaller level are more interested in wins, and it's revenue or wins and losses. Ideally you'd want to have both, but I think at a college and pro level, if you're not having the wins and losses, you may not have the revenue. at a high school or a minor league level in your local town, you're going to have the revenue. I mean, wins and losses can hurt, but I mean, mm-hmm. are you going to go to the local minor league baseball game because they're good or because it's a social event? Are you going to go to the high school event because your buddies are going or they're undefeated? I mean, yeah, granted, it might pull about 40 or 50 more people if it's a record thing. But I think at the college and pro level, I mean, you know, let's name a school that we're both familiar with. When Liberty is bad, people are not going out to see Liberty play. But when Liberty's good or they have a very good opponent to come in, then more people are going. If Northwestern is given such strict penalties and they can't have a good team come in or they can't go to a good team, that I think is hurting you more down the road, you know, because, I mean, that's hurting you in the pocketbook. And I think wins and losses also hurt because who wants to see Northwestern play Northern Illinois for a home game for Northwestern? Not as many people as want to see them play maybe Virginia. Or, you know, a Power Five school. So that's my two cents.
All right, I got something else to bounce off you then, okay?
Okay.
Now, without Pat Fitzgerald, how he lost his job.
Right.
The one thing that I think is also going to make a difference for him, because he's been an icon in Northwestern,
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering how some of the fans are going to react to that as well, just because for him, he's been a success story, not only from a player to assistant coach to being the head coach. Right. So for this, I'm wondering how it's going to just affect how they're going to trust everybody there, just because.
Sure. Well, you know, it's funny because, I mean, Northwestern used to not be good at football at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was 94, 95 when they went to the Rose Bowl. I mean, Pat Fitzgerald's on that team.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of one that got people kind of interested slash believing in Northwestern. But, you know, I think your question is, can Northwestern get somebody else that probably energizes the program? Is that where you were getting at?
I would say yes, although, I mean, that the defensive coordinator they have, he's already won two FCS national championships. Right. I mean, the pedigree he has is good. So the right. question is, how will he respond and how will the team do? And depending on how the team does, is it going to be an interim title or is he going to take over as head coach? Because, I mean, I'll give you – I have a perfect example for you. Ohio State. When the players got in trouble for the tattoos, right. Jim Tressel got fired. Luke Fickell, for that 1 year, took over as head coach. He went 6-7, but he held the team together. And so when Urban Meyer came as head coach,
right,
one of the main things he did was make sure to sign Luke Fickell as defensive coordinator.
Right.
Because he knew that Luke Fickell kept the team together.
Right.
And so when he finally did leave for Cincinnati, the team hasn't been as good since. I mean, we struggled with defensive coordinators since then. I mean, I wish he had signed with us instead of Wisconsin, but we don't always get what we want.
Sure. You know, I think your question, to be determined on what happens with Northwestern. I mean, you know, I kind of compare it to when you know, a college loses its head coach and they hire the assistant coach, like you talked about. Uh-huh. Most of the time in a sport like a basketball, especially, the assistant coach recruited a lot of these guys anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think about James Johnson when he was at Virginia Tech, who succeeded Seth Greenberg. James mm-hmm. Johnson came in and everybody talks about how great of an assistant coach James Johnson is. Well, James Johnson was a lousy head coach for the Hokies. Because they didn't win. So, but at the same time, now they've got James Johnson back in a, I want to say it's an ambassador role at Virginia Tech, something like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I think I don't know. I mean, that's a tough question that you ask, and maybe I'm not even answering the question you asked. But I think if you can get a coach in there, yeah, I definitely want somebody that can hold the program together. But, you know, the time of what you're talking about and the time now is totally different, because I think nowadays transfers are so much more encouraged and everything in college sports, to where in the time frame you're talking, I mean, you didn't do that like you do now. I mean, college sports True. Transfers have become like free agency.
Well, I mean, that I'm considering for them right now is, not only is football season about to start, because you got the media days going on, the Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, the Big 10. You got all those happening, where you should be focusing on football, but instead of now for Northwestern, you've got this happening. I mean, when you look at for the news for this information, they waited till the end of all the sports ended. Mm-hmm. Then the shoes started to fall, which the problem with that is, with football happening in under 2 months,
mm-hmm.
depending on how that goes, it could be like how Penn State did that one year when they lost a lot of their players and they just had to work with what they had. That was when, for Christian Hackenberg being the quarterback
mm-hmm.
and kind of keeping the team together. But I mean, I'm worried for Northwestern, because I think that this year, just with this happening so close to the football season, I think the record they thought they were going to have, because they had some returning players. So say they were going to be maybe 8-4. That's the same high for them. Now I would say they'll be lucky if they can be 4-6 or okay. 4-8.
Let me kind of jump in on one thing here you said real quick. You're an Ohio State fan. I don't believe you for a minute when you say I'm worried for Northwestern. You're not worried for Northwestern. You're interested to see where this is going to drop and what this could do to them, but you're not worried for them. You like Ohio State, for heaven's sakes.
Sir, the thing is, I may be an Ohio State fan, but I'm a Big Ten fan as well. And so depending on what happens with Northwestern, that affects the entire conference.
Right. So you're worried
for
Ohio State
if Northwestern
school. Goes down.
This isn't just one school, though, sir. You're trying to make it seem like it's just focused on one school. No, the thing is, for me, being a college football fan,
sure.
I look at a lot of other schools and pay attention to a lot of other parts of it. I mean, my main focus is Ohio State, yes. But when you're going through different situations like this, I'm still watching to see what happens if anything else happens over Tennessee, especially Northwestern. But the thing about the gravity of Northwestern is because of how it's going to affect the Big Ten. Because remember, the Big Ten starting next year, they went from having their set schedule they were going to play everybody.
Right.
Next year, they're going to only have maybe the one they're going to have only Ohio State and Michigan, and every other game they're just going to pick like a round robin to
right.
see what happens. So, I mean, when you're seeing this happen the year before that, I want to see how that's going to happen, how that's going to change how the schedules are going to be coming out.
Right. Well, here's what I'll say. Besides the fact that I don't believe you're worried for Northwestern. But anyway, here's what I'll say. I'm just giving you a hard time. Here's what I'll say. Northwestern is still going to be in the Big Ten. A win over Northwestern is still a conference win for people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Northwestern is going to slip to the ranks of what, you know, I don't think Northwestern is going to go back to the way they were in terms of being like one of the bottom five schools in Power Five football.
No.
So it's still a conference win. I mean, they might not give you a good test for a few years, but it's still a conference win. At the end of the day, I get that Northwestern, if they stink, I don't want to say the whole Big Ten stinks, but it doesn't help. I get that. I understand that 100%. But at the end of the day, I don't think Northwestern being bad kills the Big Ten or kills an Ohio State or kills a Michigan from having a win over Northwestern. Now, if Northwestern's futility is prolonged to where we're looking at, like, you know, full disclosure, I'm 44. If Northwestern's still bad when I'm 60, then we can talk. Because, I mean, that's, you know, that's bad. And as you know, like I do, Alan, college and high school sports is so much on cycles now anyway, to where, you know, people are good, people are bad. It's kind of like a roller coaster. It goes up and down. If Northwestern's bad for 16 years, though, that's quite a drop on the roller coaster. So, yeah, I get what you're saying, you know. But at the end of the day, if Northwestern flounders, does somebody else rise in the Big Ten? I don't know.
I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Well, I mean, I'm not worried for Northwestern like you are, so not that concerned.
Well, I mean, the schools, I would be curious to see if they were going to play that, if you're going to play a spoiler then.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how Nebraska is going to be this year. That's them and Maryland are the two teams for the Big Ten, I'd say, are sleepers.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I don't think, even if Northwestern gets punished this year, I don't think it's going to be substantial enough to where we all, you know, kind of know what it's going to be for the next so many years. So I don't think they're going to like go, you know, so far downhill this year, because I just don't see that. Now, going forward, I don't know that we would see, well, basically, let me rephrase. I don't know that we're going to see anybody benefit off of it this year. You know what I'm saying? Now, going forward, here is what I look at. Does this help a school close to Northwestern, like in Illinois, or does it help a school academically like Northwestern, like a Stanford or a Duke? I don't know that it helps Stanford or Duke because they're so far away from Evanston, Illinois. I mm-hmm. think if anything, Northwestern's loss could be Illinois' gain. But, I mean, you know, it would be, and I'm not academically sound enough to know how good Illinois is compared to Northwestern, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of people that go to Northwestern, too, like the education. Now, when we get into athletics, I don't think people care. I just think they want to, you know, play sports. If it's an Olympic sport, we're talking about a different story. But, I don't know. I think Illinois has the most to gain from Northwestern's misfortunes.
That's fair. Speaking of, I guess, tragedies, Ohio State wide receiver Carnell Tate, unfortunately, his mother was killed in a drive-by shooting this weekend. So thoughts and prayers go to him and his family. And also, you see that the Women's World Cup's getting ready to start in a week, week and a half. And one of the players, had she still been alive, was the late Stanford goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Just read an article about her. Katie Meyer.
Yep.
Unfortunately, she had a few situations at Stanford and it didn't work. And unfortunately, she thought taking her life was the best way to have a solution. And it was a shame. And so with the Women's World Cup, two of the players that are on the women's national team played with her, and they wanted to make sure that they mentioned about her, because it's a shame, because you're seeing a lot of different things happen for mental health and just how it affects everybody. And because we all enjoy the sports, we love watching sports, we love seeing how different people do, but at the end of the day, your health is going to matter over every time. Yep. I mean, it's like Simone Biles at the Olympics. When her mental health wasn't going as well, she could have defended her all-around title, but instead she didn't, and Sunny Lee won the gold medal for the all-around.
Right.
I mean, I'm just wondering how that's going to focus and change things up for everybody.
You don't know. I mean, everybody's affected differently by that stuff. So, I mean, you know, not to play a cliche answer, but you really just don't know.
I mean, that's why I say thoughts and prayers go out to different families for that happening. And just for Connell Tate, I've never had something like that happen. I hope I never do. And it just, it was, I think where they talked about it was five people who had gotten in the, at the drive-by shooting, five people gotten hit. So it just, he was a very, I just don't know how to say that other than one of his mother's last tweets was promoting his jersey to Ohio State that people could start to buy it.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's something that we're just going to have to wait and see about this year. And, I mean, the media days, some of them have been pretty good so far, just talk about different rivalries and setting up how things are going to be. And for the SEC, Greg Sankey got his extension to 2028, which I think is definitely going to be a good thing for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of uncertainties in college sports right now, so you've got to enjoy it when people, you know, almost are a certainty.
Absolutely. So this definitely wasn't what we originally talked about that we were going to talk about this week because you're going to try and do the draft, but
yep.
We're going to get to that at some point, but there are certain matters that as much as we'd love to try to hypothetically pick out our groups, right. That's something we can always wait to do. It's not something that is going to be life or death immediately. Because, I mean, if we are doing the super conferences,
right,
it's not going to happen for at least another few years, I would say.
Right. And we'll do the draft sooner than later, in my opinion, just because it's going to happen at some point. So,
absolutely. And, I mean, once college football starts, too, we're going to set up our picks. So we're going to see who's going to win, who's going to lose, and keep our fingers crossed either way for that. So, exactly. That and well, sir, it was very good to see you in person this weekend, just with me driving around. Although, as you could tell, that was an entertaining weekend.
It was. Maybe I should tweet out the picture. You know, you got your own Bob Alves selfie. I don't know that it should go on eBay or anything. I mean, you might have to pay them to take it, but who knows?
I'll give them a penny each. How about that? Nah, the main thing was we did get to make sure to see each other and just talk for a few minutes, which we don't always get to do that in person. So to be able to do that and then do this.
Yeah. We're great about doing it long distance. You know, we normally, you know, text or correspond somewhat each day, but it's always good to not like we've never met, but always good to put the face together and just have some personal conversations. And I think we had about a good 35 minutes. And, you know, it was time treasured. I mean, you know, you talk about all the bad that happens. And, I mean, you know, it's not just athletes that have the bad. I mean, everybody's dealing with something in life. And when people can either spend time with friends, I mean, whatever your pleasure is, as long as it's healthy, I'm all about it. But I think at the end of the day, and not to get too deep in this, but at the end of the day, I think everybody has loved some, everybody needs some community. And it was definitely great to break bread with you this weekend.
Likewise. And another time, I look forward to doing that.
Yep.
But since you talk about paying people, so if you were going to pay people, how would they find you on the internet to be paid?
Man, you know, I could give you my Venmo address, but I don't think I'm going to get a lot of hits with that. You can always find me on Twitter, The Sports Buffet, TheSportsBuffet. I think I actually have where you can email me on there, too. You can listen to my podcast. I don't do as good of a job with my YouTube channel, my Instagram, and my Facebook. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably not going to accept you personally if I don't know you. But, I mean, I'll definitely talk sports with you at those places. So always good to do that.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. For me, Who knows? When you if you do tweet out that picture or post on Facebook, I will make a comment on there so that way we can make sure, because I mean, I'll have rated high enough to get a selfie with Bob Alice, but you know what? Not everyone is that lucky, so you know what? I'm honored for that. If you do look for me on Twitter, which the amount of posting I do on Twitter, it's not very good, but you know what? In college football, I'm going to try to make a post, I'll say at least once a month. I'm going to try, maybe we'll do more, we'll see what happens, but you can find me at Alan F. West there, and also on Facebook and Instagram, I am alan.west.46. Sir, is there anything else you can think of tonight that we haven't tried to at least hit for the hard stuff for college sports?
No, not that I can think of. Just remember, people from Northwestern, Alan West is worried about you. He's in your corner.
Yep. Hey, I'm not ashamed to admit that. I'm still going to be an Ohio State fan my entire life. That's never going to change. But I just want to see how this is going to go, because unfortunately, I don't think that we're even close to seeing the end of this. I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg right now, and that's a shame.
This is going to be my joke material in terms of Northwestern, Allen's worried about you. And it's going to be my joke material for probably at least a few years. So,
okay. Hey, you know what? My birthday is April Fool's Day, so you know what? I'm giving you the chance for that.
Maybe we'll end it then. April Fool's, Allen didn't really worry about Northwestern.
We will see about that. I'm not sure if we're going to be on next week, because like okay. I said, I will be out of town. So if we aren't, I mean, I'll check with you in the middle of the week, sure. But depending on where I am, I would probably have to go away from where I would be to do the show. And I'm not sure if I can do that. So
will you be safe and enjoy your time away?
Absolutely. I'm going up to Ohio, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I get to be with my daughter, mother, and other family members, so I'm looking forward to that. Right. So as much as I want to do the show, I think we could deal with a week off just because, sure. I mean, by the time we come back, I was told we're going to have somebody who's going to come on who we may get to talk about the NIL and the transfer portal with for a little bit. So.
And we're in a slow season anyway. I mean, it's not like there's, you know, games going on. So if we miss a week because of vacations and everything, I don't think anybody's going to hold that against us.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the first or second week I've missed the entire time I've done this show since last September or October. So I think I'm due a break. What do you say?
Yeah, I think you're due a break too.
But what we will do is we will resume in August, and we'll prep for everything that we need to and be ready for college sports. And as Bob Alves said, well, that's Bob Alves. I'm Alan West, and like Bob Alves said with this running joke, Northwestern, I am worried about you. This is the Top 25 Rundown. Have a great night, everybody.